This is Vermont Edition. I'm Rick Singeri in for Jane Lindholm. Berlin, that's Vermont, not Germany this time, has one of the state's few malls, and it is undertaking a plan called the Hub Project to make the mall relevant again and serve the community. Michael Rushman, owner of Land Strategies in Cabot, is a consultant to the Berlin Mall and has overseen the project. He sat down with me last week to talk about the project, and he started by describing the mall itself.
The Berlin Mall is located about midway between Montpelier and Barrie, just off the interstate. It's anchored by a Walmart, a JCPenney's, and a Kohl's, and then a number of smaller shops, and sits on a 65-acre parcel, much of which has never been developed since the mall was originally constructed in the early 1980s.
Yeah, how has it grown through those years?
Actually, all the growth that there's been has been in the mall itself, with the exception of Kohl's, which is a freestanding building. And part of the reason that I was brought on a couple years ago was to look at helping transform the mall into more of a mixed-use, pedestrian-oriented town center for the town of Berlin.
And how does somebody do that?
Slowly, as most development happens in Vermont. We've worked closely with the town of Berlin. They've done studies for the past quarter century on how to encourage the emergence of a mixed-use town center. So part of it is working with them on updating their master plan, which is about to be done, and their zoning ordinance. We have plans to apply for a new town center designation from the state of Vermont. And we have several development deals away from the mall itself, but on some of the undeveloped land that we've been working on.
Tell me about some of the really large-scale mixed-use projects that you've worked on in the past.
Probably the biggest ones that I've worked on. I've done a lot of affordable housing projects in Vermont when we first moved up here. But I've done a variety of large suburban office parks around the United States, large high-rises, and then a couple big sports facilities that people may be familiar with in Arizona, both where the Diamondbacks play and where the Arizona Cardinals football team plays.
So the University of Phoenix Stadium.
Yes.
And what was called the Bob. What is it?
It's now Chase Field.
Right.
Yes.
So what can you bring from those projects to a much smaller one in the Berlin Mall?
Well, my original background is from a small town in way upstate New York. My undergraduate and graduate education was in upstate New York at a couple of at the Hamilton College in Cornell. And I started out my career as a planner in a small rural county in the Catskills. And so a lot of what you do is similar. One thing that is different is when you're in an area like this, you have to try to avoid making mistakes. When you're in a large, fast-growing area, mistakes tend to get erased or they can be sort of ignored because other things are going to happen. But here we don't get as many bites at the apple. And so when you're developing a piece of property or redeveloping it, you have to be more careful to think about what you're doing and make sure that you're on target with it.
So at the Berlin Mall, you're doing something called the Hub Project. What's that?
The Hub is we're dedicating 3,000 square feet of vacant space at the mall adjacent to JCPenney for rent-free community events and activities. And this is an outgrowth of several things that we've done over the last couple years to make people realize that the mall is not simply a place to shop, but it's a place to get together with friends, to do different things. We had a big public art exhibit a couple years ago called Big Art, Little Art, and accompanied that with some early childhood art education over the course of the summer. Then the last 2 years, we've run an event in conjunction with the Green Mountain Club called Walk the Long Trail at Berlin Mall. And that's turned out to be a huge success. And one of the things that we found out with both of these is that people really, even in an environment like Vermont where we think of community as being an integral part of it, people are searching for that still. And there aren't enough places, physical places, for that to happen. And so the Hub is intended to be both space that people that have a vision or a dream or something they've always wanted to take a shot at but haven't been able to maybe get together the funds to sign up, you know, a long-term lease at a space or whatever, a space for them to try to realize those visions and dreams, and then a place for members of the community to come and either watch a performance, take part in a dance, take a class, et cetera. And we've already had some pretty interesting applications show up already.
You want to tell us about a few?
Yes. Well, the one that's been the biggest surprise to me was we've been asked by the Central Vermont Roller Derby team if they can use the Hub for practice facility. It's not large enough for their official track. So that's one that we're exploring. We just got an application in for an open mic comedy night. And then some of the others are ones that probably were more along the lines of what I was anticipating, Zumba class, Tai Chi classes, and then a 6 or 8 week series of classes for people that are doing caregiving for someone in their home. So we're hoping that it's as wide a range of things as possible to engage members of the community, regardless of their age and their interest.
Well, describe the space. I mean, how big is 3,000 square feet?
That would be, 60 by 50. 60 feet by 50 feet would be 3,000 square feet. This is a little deeper than that and a little narrower than that, but that gives you an idea. It's a pretty good size space. And it's been cleared of the items that were in there with the store that occupied it previously. So one of the things that we wanted to do was keep it open and flexible for a wide variety of uses. Obviously, the roller derby team doesn't want to be dodging chairs, et cetera. So people will be able to set up folding tables or chairs. I know the open mic comedy folks have a stage and a sound system and everything they're going to bring in. So it will be suitable for a wide range of activities.
Who can participate?
Really, anyone can. The only restriction we have on this, it's not intended to be a place for people to come and sell goods. We have spaces and kiosks in the mall that we have tenants doing that. It is all right if somebody is offering classes that they charge a fee for. It's obviously also all right if somebody's giving a performance or a class and they aren't charging a fee. But it can be individuals, nonprofits, businesses. It could be a municipality, et cetera. I suspect we'll get some things that are tied back into Center Vermont Medical Center, which is right across the street.
What's the timeline for the project?
Well, we've said that we will set this space aside for the next year. Now, we're only going to sign people up for no more than 8 weeks at a time probably. So the idea here isn't to have a single user come in and sign up all the space for the whole year. The idea is to have a multiplicity of users doing different things. So somebody might be offering a 4-week class in the summer and they might want to offer it again in January. There will be one-night things, et cetera. And we're going to have a big calendar up at the space that will let you know what's coming up in the month ahead. And then we'll also have a big, probably a 10-day calendar in the main entry to the mall so people will see what there is that they might want to sign up for or just drop in and watch.
Why is this idea of the hub project a good idea?
As people have seen in Vermont with the handful of malls that we do have in the state, and this is certainly happening around the country, malls are having to reinvent themselves as retail patterns change, the rise of online shopping, et cetera. And so that's really what we're responding to. When I first looked at this site, one of the things that I was struck by was its incredible location, its accessibility. The surplus of free parking, which is not something that's always easy to find in downtown Vermont, and that we had leftover land that had not been ever developed. So we're looking ultimately to bring housing onto the site and, again, to have something that emerges where people are living, working, shopping, playing, all there within walking distance of one another.
Yeah. What does success for this project look like?
Success to me looks like, first of all, it's something that you don't, you know, wiggle your nose and it happens overnight, as much as I'd like that to be the case. So as you look at this, and I think people already have started to see some changes in the mall itself, but I would think that within a 3 to 5 year time period, you will see some freestanding uses on that land that are not retail oriented uses, that are the rest of the things that you expect to have in a service area, in a full service area downtown kind of setting. Again, it's not going to ever look like downtown Barrie or downtown Montpelier because they developed at a different point in time. But I think it will look less and less like a 1970s, 1980s retail-only shopping mall and more like a 21st century downtown.
Mike Rushman is the owner of Land Strategies of Cabot and a consultant to the Berwyn Mall. Mike, thanks so much for joining us.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.